As things enter the loving day of the Hydra system, Pichu is speechless as they stare at the car as things begin to reframe. Pichu is speechless because this game really takes a person strange places, and the last thing they thought is the day would begin in this way. Brightheart Raccoon walks in with warm grins. Pink the Skunk gets up from their computer and gives them a hug saying, "I love you, Brightheart." Brightheart Raccoon has warm jitters as they say the fact you're disabled not only makes you hyper honest in a lot of ways you suggest makes you a loser, but as well really allows the love light and color to shine through brighter to, as you put it, Kenders have strong emotions, you're very warm loving. As Derpy Hoods begins to fly through a tunnel of hyper explosive warm energy and satire, they are so cognitively impaired just saying the word happy often sends them flying through a psychedelic tunnel of warmth. It is then Starmony the horse from Rainbow Bright Reboot trots in putting on some protective goggles as they say Pichu's IQ is so low their homosexual bisexuality puts them into the gear of ultra mega blondie ditzy girl hyper stupidity plus in fact nobody can be this blondie ditzy without being factually impaired and gay wired at the same time as amp each other in synergy. Starmony the horse from Rainbow Bright Reboot has a long intimidated sigh as they say, "Okay Glitterhoods, it is time to uplift Equestria." Brightheart Raccoon scratches their chin thinking to themselves, "Mutter, but isn't Equestria already warm rainbows?" Starmony the horse from Rainbow Bright Reboot makes a face as they say, "Yes this is true, but to utter super low IQ ditzy hooves of this wiring and nature is so unjudgingly autistic and mindlessly pluralistic they are going in deep there to uplift to the warmth of little girl shows," as Starmony the horse points their hoof onto a map. As Brightheart Raccoon gasps they exclaim, "But how is that possible? Aren't Sissy's weak and that is the most dangerous place in the entire world." As Starmony the horse sighs wearing their goggles they say, "Your pitch surely isn't when your IQ is super low, you're wired homosexual bisexual and you taught the stuffed animals tier unjudgingly autistic, these things happen." As the band Death Clock begins playing music from the show Metal Apocalypse, the wildly smiling highly impaired Pink the Skunk walks up to Starmony the horse from Rainbow Bright Reboot as Starmony says, "Nope, you're not riding on me, you got your own wings, you're another can remember." As the magical symbol of Nayarski at the fairy dragonette glows as a symbol of alchemy, Pink the Skunk grows and transforms into an alarmingly huge fairy dragon in terms most fairy dragonettes are small, yet Pink the Skunk became a fully sized dragon of fairy form. As Brightheart Raccoon looks intimidated, E-Man walks in and says, "Don't worry Brightheart, you can use some powers of escapism from the boys' cartoon Day of the Hydra systems, and here is a powerful mech suit you can wear as you ride your lover in the form of a large powerful fairy dragon to uplift those lost souls in the dark regions." As E-Man has manly warm chuckle looking up to Pink the Skunk in fully sized colorful vibrant fairy dragonette form, E-Man says, "Now apparently every Day of the Hydra system is looking more like a boy cartoon." As E-Man holds up their sword exclaiming in a magical booming voice exclaiming, "By the powers of love caring and healing rainbows I have the power." As there is a strange glow of magic, He-Man looks himself over as they say, "Indeed, Nayarski at the fairy dragonette is symbol of alchemy in your utter queer sissy lady lovely locks nature, you synthesize me into true factual divine masculinity with purpose." As Pink the Skunk bows down their fairy dragon head so their master and owner Brightheart Raccoon can mount them, Brightheart Raccoon jovially climbs on as they say, "Cripes, I mean this is kinda new for Kerala, are we really riding in there to uplift people like that?" As Starmony the horse from Rainbow Bright Reboot wearing protective goggles with a serious look says, "Yes, Pink the Skunk is disabled and gay bisexual enough to create a rare form of super hyper low IQ nature, this is real and factually happening." It is then the storyteller Leprechaun walks in with glimmer of excitement in their eyes as they say, "I am coming too." As the symbol of Nayarski at the fairy dragonette and the Leprechaun storyteller hold out their hands touching a strange Barbie land, magic extends forward like a rainbow as magic gate reveals a sissy is not a stranger to these worlds as much as it may appear. As Dudley the Dragon, Julia from Sesame Street, Pixie Tails form, Lady Lovely Locks, Thomas the Tank Engine, and Lego Paris get ready, Mickey Mouse exclaims in shock, "Oh boy," as Sora Keyblade is confused as Mickey Mouse exclaims, "This is really hardcore." Sora Keyblade asks what is happening as Mickey Mouse overwhelmed says, "That is Nayarski at the fairy dragon, which is softest of loving preschool purity walking into the darkest regions to uplift those found there naked and openly." Sora Keyblade asks, "Can I help?" as Mickey Mouse exclaims, "No, that's not your symbology, this is not locking the door to the heartless, this is about opening up darker doors and walking in deeper to uplift those found there." As the black hole core from the movie Event Horizon turns, researcher mutters, "That's not possible," as a fellow scientist turns and asks, "What is not possible?" The researcher scoffs and deeply sighs saying, "Unless these readings are broken, this is climate of late stage capitalism. A country going fully authoritarian, a culture divided into murderous polarization, and well I mean this is like little girls tough like the soft kind even most children are not attuned to like softest weakest." As DJ Angerfist is wearing their Jason Voorhees mask, suddenly the turntables begin to move on their own as their digital displays of art for the dancing crowd begin to show imagery they never programmed into it as it shows perform it with the moon behind it as then two figures approach each other in almost Egyptian godlike form as they touch hands in front of perform it as it all transforms into a fairy dragon as the music begins to sound like old school happy hardcore rave, yet behind it an insanely aggressive bassy punch of the likes they have never felt or seen before as voice as Archangel Elementra leaves no pony behind. As things go to Sam's speech from Lord of the Rings, Frodo shows unusual strength as Sam is confused muttering, "It's not possible, we belong in the Shire, none of this for us, it is not our way," as Frodo looks at the landscape defiantly as they say, "But it is our way," Sam is real as our plot is Chandala. Can you not see the symbol of the Greeks now? The contrarianism even within ourselves has found harmony and our balance is a light within the darkness of being. As the avatar of Nayarskiak unleashes a psychedelic breath weapon as it storms like a hurricane through the demon lords as life grows and alchemy begins to take place as Emergan falls to their knees as they begin to reform and like Will Scarlet saw the vision of Hearn the Hunter above and beyond Robin Hood a sailor pulls out a saber versus Blackbeard a pirate. At first Blackbeard has dark chuckle only to find increasing annoyance as the mutter with dark roughness I am a better fighter and as the sailor leans in horror sorta like and Robin if sure would win Ozier faces their old master it is true that Blackbeard is a more skilled fighter yet has been worn down by years of murder and bloodshed killing a part of themselves as much as others. And as the sailor gets in shock killing strike as Blackbeard falls to the ship deck's floor as they look up into the sailor's eyes they mutter fear is not as strong as caring that is why I always tried to divide people as they fall limp and lifeless. As the rest of the pirates are taken back a few cheers one says we got a new captain as the sailor says in defiance no because real riches are found in the gold of another as pirates begin to jump overboard as they are being invaded and their vial of fear over others has disillusioned. Van Ricken from Ravenloft loans a flintlock pistol as they say. Stravon Zervich's reign is over as Azalin the Lich watches from beyond they ask through a magical voice but the land will merely throne another. Van Ricken sighs as they respond knowingly these things come in cycles yet eventually this would all come to pass as the voice of Azalin the Lich speaks from beyond warning yet what if the new lord is worse than the previous? Van Ricken has a dark chuckle as they say for years and years Stravon Zervich has sought to wear me down wear all others down feeling eventually everybody would become to reflect as they are. As Azalin the Lich takes that in watching from beyond reading between the lines Azalin the Lich asks then why the lands reward evil why does history not show a pattern where caring makes the king? Van Ricken sighs as they say when this all started we were merely animals tossing spears sitting around a campfire and did those people think that there would one day have towering cities or men walking on the moon as real as there is push a desire then there is a chance a new day comes. Azalin the Lich moans like a ghost in reflection as Van Ricken having loaded their muzzle loader says perhaps Transmicana is right and this force we feel calling to us is the future meaning people even back then felt this nameless spirit as I do now saying yes more is coming. Azalin the Lich has a dark chuckle as they say with gargly humor but history says those who expect liberation only find new forms of oppression as Van Ricken responds maybe it takes time. As Azalin the Lich chuckles knocking time you do not have not in your lifetime not your child's nor the next perhaps so far humanity itself falls before it gets there the entire time beaten to the past over and over and over as it does now and what lies ahead of you? Van Ricken exclaims back many have died but few have lived people like you Azalin and Stravon Zervich never lived you're just a shell that in giving up on life gave up on yourselves and all magic life provided included. You don't just subvert and kick back a world and others you killed yourselves long long ago. As Azalin the Lich pauses they eventually respond then stop me then I know you can't and I know when Stravon Zervich's throne passes to another perhaps worse perhaps even me what do you do then because if passes to me no man woman or child in Barovia remains and not even armies could stop that and surely not prayers either in other worlds what does Thrinsmicana have to offer anybody within the walls of these dreadlands but a drug no greater to wash away the pain than any crackhead. As in can't you see I am the truth and the rest is children hiding from the bogeyman of the world around them that never matches their fantasies with nobody to save them. And not even those such as you can do anything that matters so real the fall of Stravon Zervich may just be mine advance to be the throne at rulers over your own lives without mercy. Van Ricken sighs saying this is a cultural cycle it is not me who ends them it is all things rushing as it has in history as it has many times before as Azalin the Lich mocks and what do you know of such history as in his fall is likely merely my triumph. Suddenly as Van Ricken makes confused awkward emotional faces they feel the ground shake both Van Ricken and Azalin the Lich exclaim at the top of their lungs in shock and disbelief fairies. As a crowds of mindless happy-go-lucky ponies clowns and upbeat loving things break through the walls of reality as warm glitter and rainbows go everywhere as Azalin the Lich spazzes out insanity cracking shock and madness the Leprechaun storyteller slips a codfish into Azalin the Lich's pants as a pie is slammed onto their face and somebody takes a picture. Flying through space of warm rainbow star money the horse sign saying yup this is pretty stupid as pink the skunk unleashes plumes of warm psychedelic breath weapon euphoria gas into the crowds of Barovia as Stravon Zervich awakes standing up from their coffin looking out the window raising an eyebrow as the roller eyes falling back into coffin as the lid closes cussing as they go back to sleep yet asleep for a few years then deal with stupidity like that. As Barovia undergoes some sort of 60s-like clown fest of color and high weirdness Arli Stravon Zervich never appeared awoke or left their castle as some began to realize it is not merely sunlight that wards off a vampire it is all forms of light itself. As Azalin the Lich's own men put them into a catapult as they are launched headfirst into a brick wall to their demise it is alarming how a beat of warmth and love to touch the soul of Ravenloft caused quite an wave of insanity as Thrinsmicana notes the land reformed yet stably moving forwards. As Starmony the horse from Rainbow Bright Reboot says it was just stupid as Bright Heart Raccoon in awe says I can't believe we've just brought color into the lives of a place as far gone as this I didn't know it was possible. As Pink the Skunk in form of a huge fairy dragonette being ridden as Bright Heart Raccoon's mouth says I didn't it is because love moves mountains.